with Finn Johansson.
Greetings.
Hey, hey, how's it going, Karen?
What were you doing in 1995?
I was busy being 4 years old. So, like, trucks, I think.
You were busy being 4 years old.
Big machinery. I like the big machinery when I was young. Back in the 90s, that was really my thing. Trains, dirt movers, Little Yellow Digger. I thought it could have been a little bigger.
What was your first...
It's my four-year-old voice.
Really?
What
was your first toy?
I remember a pretty dope marble run.
A marble run?
It's like you have these little glass spheres and you call them marbles.
Yeah, I know what a marble is.
And a marble run, it's modular and you put it together like Lego, but you put the marble in the top and it clinks down.
Oh, that great.
Oh, yeah. I had a bunch of stuff, Karen. I'll tell you all about it later.
Yeah, not now.
You don't want to get me started on... On the,
one was
the
enough.
Years four, the years two till four. That's a big topic.
Let's fast forward to last night. What have you been doing?
Oh, last night I was actually working on this Rainy Day project. But this week I've been finally getting back into the music. After a whole year of making video games, I've finally resumed work on my album. So that's good.
Excellent. And you're doing that on your own or?
I'm actually... I've enlisted a little bit of help. I have my APRA mentor, SJD, Sean Donnelly, who's a great guy.
Your APRA mentor?
Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna try to be put in a form and get a deadline going, have an app, apply for things, and I got chosen for something. So it's for any of you musicians who really don't want to apply for funding, you know, that one more round, get that one more crushing ego kill of that
character
maybe
building.
Sometimes this one was one that I did with 30 minutes to go, and so I wrote it really quickly and I thought it was really bad. I thought no one would ever do that, no one would ever accept me and want to mentor me. So I think it's also a lesson that just give it a go, mate.
Is that the Dunning-Kruger effect?
Isn't the Dunning-Kruger effect that dumb people think they're smart?
The opposite occurs.
Right. Wait, can you explain that to me?
Well, people who aren't particularly good at something...
Oh, they'll apply
they
heaps.
Are, and that people who are highly skilled think they're not.
How does that apply to applying for stuff?
Well, just what you said.
Oh, my God. I think I would have... had to have had a cup of coffee to understand that.
Cognitive bias.
Yeah. So was this like an underhanded compliment?
I don't know. Not going.
I feel
to
like I'm Dunning-Krugering myself right now.
Right.
I'm Dunning-Kruging.
So you appear to have brought in some beer.
I have.
Yeah, so what's the olfactory experience that we're going to be having with beer? Because none of us, of course, can smell anything.
No, and
we're
neither
listening
of us.
To the radio.
Yeah, I don't know if either of us are keen to drink on a Saturday morning, so I do have non-alcoholic beer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Rainy Day Project. It's sort of like one half Shark Tank, you know, where you invent something and you pitch it, and another half DIY perfumier. So
yes.
If anybody at home wants to learn how to extract scents from things, I did that last night, and we'll see if it's been...
Hang on, I'm lost. If anyone wants to extract, did you say?
Extract.
Extract. I thought it was the ick. Extract.
If anybody wants to learn how... I just got to say it fast so I know how to pronounce it. If anybody wants to learn how to extract scents...
Yeah, right.
From things. There's a little tutorial today for that as well.
Okay.
So my whole thing with these beer cans is that when you sip from a beer, you do this motion, and your nose...
In a can.
Yeah, with a can,
yes,
specifically.
Not a glass. Yes.
Your nose ends up specifically within this region above the mouth hole of the can, which is unused. And so I thought, why not take a little piece of card, almost like a scratch and sniff, and have it up there optionally. And if you wanted to activate it, you could have your beer, your IPA. I mean, you know, these floral beers for the last 15 years, New Zealand's really been thriving with the floral beer market. And you could have a subtle, mature, but complimentary scent to your beer.
But hang on. So the tab, you pull the tab back and there's a hole.
Let's try it out, eh?
Right. Have you shaken them up? Right.
So you got this.
Yes, there's a hole. You're having a sip, yes.
With my prototypes, it's pretty chill. We have these scent tabs that are taped to the side of the can.
This is a parrot dog. What's this one?
Yeah, this is a parrot dog 0%. It's the watchdog.
Mm.
And I looked up what they said about it online, and they said it was like blah, 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 fruity. I wrote all that down there. I looked up what kind of things. It's citrusy.
I'll explain what he's doing. He's got a little tiny like blotting paper that has a bit of sellotape attached to it, about as big as your fingernail. And Finn is attaching it to the tab itself, that the tab that you pull back onto the can. He's attached that little piece of blotting paper underneath the little oval that is in the tab.
I'll crack you one so you don't have to sip the one I sip from.
Okay. And is this non-alcoholic?
It's non-alcoholic.
Right, but I don't have that little tab.
Here you go, here's another one.
You have to do yourself.
Yeah, you do.
So where are you getting the smell from?
Okay, so I've got it all here. I actually stole lavender from someone down the street's garden at like 2 in the morning.
Oh, right.
Because I wanted to do something that, I wanted to do three different scents. So there are three different ones.
So it's not the smell of the beer you're smelling, it's something else.
Yeah, it's like the smell of the beer, I guess, would get in there, but this is going to complement the scent.
Okay.
So you sip and then you're breathing in sort of with your nose, or it's just aromatically going around. And then you get a little bit more. You get a second sense to your beer.
That's a perfect little circle oval you've done.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right.
So
I've attached mine.
You're hearing the spicy frame. This is my second scent. So the first one, a little bit citrusy. Okay, first one was white tea, a little bit of dried lavender, grated pear skin. That's the one that you're not doing. The one that you're doing right now is a little bit of black peppercorn, clove, bay leaf with a pinch of cinnamon. So should we try it?
Yeah, cheers.
Sláinte.
Okay. I can only smell beer.
Wait, he's breathing really hard through your nose.
Right. Oh, yeah, wow, okay.
That's kind of you. She said kindly.
Right.
Okay, so maybe where it falls down is that me making scents last night with the last of the flatmates' leftover gin is not maybe the strongest way to do it, or I got the ratios a little bit wrong.
It's a very, very small tab, so...
Yeah, it's a very, very small tab.
And it has been out overnight, I guess.
It has been out overnight. Did you catch any kind of whiff? Give it a big-ass whiff.
Well, I don't even know what it's supposed to smell like.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, well, I can smell it.
Right. What was
smells
that
like? This one's actually pretty much overpowered by the cinnamon.
Right. So you want to pitch this to beer companies, do you? Your radio
Well,
day
I was
project.
Gonna. I was gonna until. Until
well, that was
it
only
turned
number
out
one.
That was only number one. Well, first of all, do we want to hear how you at home could make your own scents?
Yeah, sure. I'd be interested.
So you need vodka. I only had gin, but you need vodka, and then you basically steep and you sort of mortar and pestle.
Yes.
Firstly, you mortar and pestle anything that you want to take the scent from, and then you steep it in vodka for an hour, and then you dry it out, and you basically have your scent extract right there.
I've done that with getting a colour.
Oh yeah,
like a colour for that photography that you put vodka into a. Mortar and pestle, is that what you call those things? And like maybe you've got some different flowers or leaves or whatever, and you add that to the vodka and you stir it all up and you get a dye.
Oh, cool.
And then you put that dye onto a sheet of a particular paper. It's sort of almost like a blotting paper. And then you put your image, perhaps you've got a photograph of something or something that you want on that.
Uh-huh.
And then you cover that with glass and you put it outside and the sun... eventually the light outside eventually develops the picture onto that colour.
Whoa. So it's complete.
It's got a
it's
name.
Sort of like
I can't remember what it's called.
It's really interesting. I love like that kind of, left field photography styles.
Yeah. It's not really photography as such. It's developing.
Developing.
Yeah. It looks really great. And there's an international movement of people who do this and then they submit all their pictures that they've done.
And it's like a normal photo, but it's sort of completely that colour.
It's
what
like
does it end
a
up
reverse
looking like?
Image onto the. You do that as a, you could do it. You do that as the background, and so if you've got a background that's, for example, if you've used a French rose, which is a deep red, and you've got this deep red colour, and you've pummeled these roses with the vodka, you cover your paper with that red, and then you put a picture. Let's say we're putting a picture of you at 4 years old with your truck on top of that.
Yeah.
Then you and your truck are kind of in. It's a
inverted.
Negative. It's a negative. Yeah. But
that
it takes a long
great.
Time. It takes weeks.
Oh really?
Yeah. Not a
so
day.
It's inverted and it's also coloured though, right?
Yes.
That sounds cool. I feel like I've seen examples of that. That's great. I heard somebody showed me, we were working on like music video ideas, and she showed me this woman who does pinhole photography in her mouth.
Mm.
So she has a miniature pinhole camera.
Yes.
And she takes photos with that, but it's facing out of her mouth. So you just see her teeth and then like unsuspecting people outside of it,
that's
like kind of blurry. And
because
it's a pinhole camera, it's like, yeah, it is quite blurry and surreal in and of itself. Not to mention it's in between these gigantic teeth.
Teeth, she's got big teeth.
She seems to have big teeth, but I'm pretty sure it's just the perspective.
Look, you've got a fan, Finn, for your Radio Day project. I love it. Please have all of my adventure capitalist tokens and dominate the auxiliary nose excitement market.
Oh, hell yeah. I managed to track down, because I used to play every Sunday at Parrot Dog, a brewery in Lyle Bay, down in Wellington.
Oh,
I managed to
from?
Find... This is where they're from, yeah.
Right.
So I got the Parrot Dog beer and I was like, man, I'm going to call up Matt, because Parrot Dog is founded by three men called Matt. I found the Matt that I knew.
Matt.
And I was like, look, if Karen can smell the tab and it goes really well, I'm going to call him up on air and I'm going to pitch it.
I can only smell the beer.
Maybe
because my nose is going into the actual...
Maybe it needs crapper beer. You know?
That's like craft beer, isn't it? This?
Yeah. I think if I just make smellier tabs, it'll be good.
What other tabs? What were the other two you had?
The other tabs are Dry Garden, is what I called it.
Dry Garden. That doesn't sound very appealing.
And then the other one's like a little bit lemony and rosemary.
What's in the Dry Garden?
And the Dry Garden is... It's the tea-based one. And the other one's lavender and pearskin.
Wow, that's
should
an
we,
interesting
should we, have a little, should we sniff the other ones and see if they actually exist? Oh, they're very subtle. I didn't even have a very good sense of smell, but I sort of caught a whiff of that one. Maybe I'll bring in some ones next time I see, I'll bring in some ones that are stinkier.
He's not even going to give them to me to try, but it's a good idea, but they're just a little tiny.
Yeah.
You could have just doused that in essential oil. I thought that maybe what you were going to do, but add it to the beer, but no, you've attached it to the tab.
Or just spray some already existing perfume on it. So I think if you have strong enough stuff.
It's a bit much, isn't it, when you're about to drink a beer? Why don't you just enjoy the beer? A lot of people like the smell of their beer.
That's the question. This is where it goes into sort of, you know, gimmicky territory. It's like, why do you need it?
Mm-hmm.
But some would argue that to engage another sense even more fully isn't a gimmick at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not in pitch mode because I've decided not
to.
I need to go back to the drawing board.
Right. Well, you've only got one more week in season one of the Saturday Spring, which is being divided into three seasons this year.
I do.
So season two, the Rainy Day Project is being shelved for a musical project that you're going to do. Have you thought of a name yet?
No, I haven't thought of a name yet. Just happy to be focusing on the music, hey?
Right.
But
you have come up with a lot of projects, though.
I do have something for you to see, which is a harbinger of what next week's Rainy Day Project is going to be. I'm handing Karen a flyer.
Wilcott Street Hangout, Harbert Reserve. Is that near Wilcott Street, is it?
Yeah, it's just down there. It's the closest park.
Did you do this?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We walked down the street and we put something in everybody's mailbox on the street.
All right.
For the hangout, for the neighbour's hangout.
Meet your neighbours.
This is tomorrow.
Neighbours is spelt wrong.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, it needs a U.
Yeah. I know so, but yeah, just being kind.
Thanks.
Meet your neighbours.
They'll think I'm an idiot. I'll be like, that idiot who doesn't know how to spell.
Wilcott Street Hangout. Where is Wilcott Street in Harbert Reserve? Where are you?
Well, does it matter? I think the people on my street know that
this is
for my neighbours.
Bring and eat snacks. Oh, this is going to be interesting to see how many people come from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Printed off 200 of these, handed them all out, and tomorrow from 12 till 3, we'll see who shows up to meet their neighbours.
Oh, my goodness. So how many snacks are you bringing?
I'm going to bring some sausages, I reckon.
Yes.
I don't have any money is the main thing, so I'm going to go and maybe spend like $20 on... However much, that'll get me lots of snacks. But that's why it says on here, bring and eat snacks.
You're right.
Yeah.
What are your neighbours like?
That's what I'm going to find out. We did see a few people on the way when I was putting it in.
Like, that's astonishing.
When people see you flyering, they come up and talk to you. We met some cool characters.
And what was the reaction?
They're into it.
Really?
I think having Annabelle there with me made me not get killed by a rogue neighbor. She's like a very calming presence. If they just saw me putting things in every mailbox, they'd be like, I'm going to get that guy.
No, not really. It could be. It's just a little flyer. You could have been offering to mow their lawn or clean out their gutters, but instead you're offering to meet them.
And eat their snacks.
And to have a hangout at Harbert Reserve tomorrow for 3 hours.
Yeah, and it's good that we're doing this little preview on the radio because I need to remember to actually go down.
Well, it would be real bad if you didn't.
It would be real bad. I was saying to my flatmates, like, you've got to remind me to go down.
Oh, come on. If you didn't, that would be just so wrong, but actually quite amusing.
Yeah. Or maybe I spy on them from afar.
You can make a video.
Maybe my magpies are going to show up.
Is that where you meet the magpies?
Call back. It's just down the road. It's the same reserve.
I think that's a great idea for the end of season one.
Thank you, Karen.
Rating Day Projects.
Thank you.
And then after that, it's all music all the way.
It's all music all the way. For anybody on a Saturday morning who likes to listen to a bit more music than we've done this season, I applaud you for being into our DIY hobbies. But we're going to be a little bit more musical next week. No, next month.
Yeah.
Next. June. In a month and a half, June.
Yes, but we've got another show to go first, which is we'll find out what happened at the Wilcott Street Hangout.
Yeah.
You've picked a track this morning, interesting cover of Formula.
That's right, this is a Nature cover of Nature. It's actually called Nature 2.
It's not the Mutton Birds.
It's not the Mutton Birds. It's a Wellington band, By a Damn Sight, formerly known as Lila, project of Louis Reeve, and... this has stuck with me. This came out maybe 8-9 years ago, and I haven't been able to shake it. I think it's a dope interpretation.
What aspect of it?
I think the chorus is really where it starts to hit for me. I think, because you know the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do,
yeah,
the
certainly.
Classic Nature chorus, actually written by my uncle. I'm a Nepo baby.
Is Wayne Mason your uncle?
He is.
Is he?
He is. That's why I have any kind of good things in my life. I just go into the store and I say, do you know who I am?
Your mother's brother or your father's brother? Oh, it must be your mother's.
My auntie's ex-husband.
Oh, right. Your auntie's ex-husband, of course.
I think it still works.
It does still work. You're right.
I think it still works. It definitely works at the store.
No, it definitely works.
They go, well, I did not know who you are until now. But anyway, I think I haven't played this to Wayne.
Who do you say that to? They'd go, who?
Basically everybody.
Oh,
free bus rides.
Hey, say that tomorrow.
I was like, nature's best. Yeah, it's how I make friends. It's really my only card.
Oh, sad. So what does Uncle Wayne think of this?
I've got to send it to Wayne. I might have back in the day.
Uncle Wayne probably knows this.
He might.
I
he might have
it
a Google
earlier.
Alert. For, what did you think?
I think I'll leave it for other people to come to the
very
conclusion.
Very tactful of you, Karen.
What they think.
You've been tactful all day. You're like, smells like almost something.
Just decided to be nice to you for a change. Right.
And look where it got you.
Okay, here we go. This is Nature 2 by A Damn Sight. Let's try it out. Oh, quietly happening.
Through fallen leaves, I pick my way slowly. Talking aloud, eases my mind. Sunlight filters through, I feel my head is drifting. So full of thoughts, I thought. Thank you.
Finn Johansson.